Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so excited that you have joined us today. We'll be right back. Welcome to VFN Radio, and we're so glad that you're joining us.
Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. Joining with me today is the one and only, the producer, the man, Pat Hamilton.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. And his co-pilot over there, Chris Hamilton.
He's a little bit indisposed at the moment, but he's running. He's running. Man, I ain't never seen him move so fast.
Good morning.
Good morning. Getting all that hair gel in. Huh?
Yeah, yeah, he had to grease that thing down.
All right. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, brother.
Hey, man. Well, listen, we have such an exciting program and a time that we have, you know, laid out together for you, all of our VFN Radio listeners. We're so encouraged every single day how you join us, and we're hearing so many great reports of how you're being touched by the highlights that are being posted every single day on Facebook and how you're sharing them with your friends. We're just all standing together. We're all standing together during this time, and it's just so, so encouraging. I do want to continue to give some shout outs. I want to give a shout out there to Jekri all the way out in Japan. Man,
we are looking forward. Yes.
We are looking forward to your arrival in the US of A, my man. Oh my goodness. And Queens is ready for you, man. Queens is ready for you. Then it's a tug of war. They may want you down in Florida, but we'll have to pull you somewhere up in the Northeast somewhere. But oh my goodness, God is good. Of course, we want to give shout outs to Brett and Sharon, Pastor Brett and Sharon, all the way in Colorado. Oh my goodness, flying the friendly skies, making sure everyone stays safe in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
And loving on people everywhere. Those guys are such an encouraging couple. My goodness. Oh, yeah. And of course, down in Lakeland. Oh my goodness, VFN Lakeland. Pastor Cindy, my goodness. Please give Kevin a big old hug for us. But listen, God is just doing so many amazing things on the face of this earth.
Yes, I do
want to mention a few things today. You know, we have been talking about Eddie. And, you know, it's from time to time we bring Eddie up and you know, this insanity thing, they're losing, you know, some
mysterious
weight.
Insanity thing.
It's serious insanity. I mean, Greg shared with us. And by the way, we do need to get an update on how Greg is doing with this test, this weight loss that he's working on. We've got to find out. Because remember, he said he wanted to lose some, you know, stay in shape and stuff and lose some weight.
Yes. I think he's doing very well.
Okay, very good. That's what I'm saying. It's looking that way. It's looking that way. But we also wanted to ask Eddie, because Eddie wanted to join him in this quest and to lose some weight. Well, guess what? I had the chance. I tracked him. I found Eddie. And I was able to ask him a few questions. What you gonna listen up?
Well, Eddie, talk to us. I finally able to get Eddie on the line for an interview. So, I mean, what do you think about them Saints? What do you got to tell Pat about them Saints?
What I could do is laugh, man.
Listen,
honestly, Pat, I love you, man, but come on, not make the playoffs, man. The playoffs?
Wow.
That's horrible, man. That is really horrible.
You know, Chris is his partner, too, you know.
You know what? This is for both of y'all, man. Y'all need to take that shirt off or those hats you're wearing, because it's over, man.
Oh, my goodness.
It's over. Get another sport.
I heard you don't like hockey.
You might as well try.
Well, let me ask you this question, because you know what? You're getting on the Saints and you're getting on Pat, but you told Greg, you told me you were doing insanity.
Okay.
By the looks that I'm seeing here.
Well, listen. I was a lot bigger. I've lost 5 pounds. Honestly, I've lost 5 pounds.
Wasn't that 3 months ago?
No, about 2 months ago.
5 pounds and two. Now, what was your goal?
40. For 6 months, though.
Okay.
So. Still got a lot of weight to go, you know?
Okay, 2 months, 5 pounds.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm at the local gym and I still haven't even visited it. Oh. I'm confessing. I'm being transparent.
Oh, now you're being transparent.
I'm being honest. You know, I've been a little sick, you know. I've been a little under the weather.
A lot under the weather.
And,
goodness.
But once I hit that gym, it's on.
Pat, we got to make sure he gets to the gym.
Yeah.
But talk to us, man. I know that you listen to VFN radio.
Every day. Like clockwork. If I do miss the morning, guy, I love to see, I hear you guys bright and crisp in the morning, man. It's a fresh revelation, man, to hear you guys and to hear what you know the news behind the news. I love Brother Greg, man. You know he's hilarious. You come in right there with him. I feel in my spirit that it's that everybody should have an opportunity to really listen, even if it's just once, man. And
well, that's great. Let me ask you, what would you say, you know, what would you say to other people about VFN Radio? I mean, I know you listen to it all the time, but as far as, I mean, what's kind of the main thing that you get out of it?
Believe it or not, I get more knowledge and wisdom through listening to the BFN radio. I can't explain it. It's something that I just don't see that anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so when you get to hear the stuff that's happening behind all the political hoopla, because to me that's what it is, you know, it starts to wake you up. Your spirit wakens up even more. These prophetic words.
Yeah. Well, we like
that
to
are coming to light, you know.
Exactly. And that's what we're seeing, and that's what I love about what God is doing on the face of the earth and what he's doing through VFN Radio and the opportunities that we get to share. But I'm encouraged that you're listening, that you're getting plugged in, and that you're plugging in others, yeah. You know, because we, you know, who knows how long we have left. I mean,
absolutely.
To use this medium for the glory of God and to connect people to the Lord and get a fresh word. We always say that.
You're right. You know, I said that today to somebody. I said, you know, we got to live for God like he's coming tomorrow.
That's right.
Because if we're unprepared, then we're the ones that are going to be left behind. And there's no excuse. If you're serving him, then serve him all the way. Dive in head first. And just continue the journey, because it's an awesome journey. I mean, I look back and reflect on my life and what I've been through. And how he saved me from death at 33, and how he's brought me all the way to where I'm at now. I'm like,
that's a beautiful journey,
I could,
huh?
You know, there's just no way that I could have been. I could have done this on my own.
Well, one day we're definitely gonna get your testimony for VFN
Radio. Oh, I would love to.
But thanks for coming on in, man. God bless you.
God bless you. Hey, I love you guys over there. And forget the Saints.
Eddie, you heard from Eddie.
He's got jokes, huh? I'll tell you what. If I recall right, I think they lost Sunday, these Giants that he's so proud of. He wears that jersey all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he lost to a rookie.
Rookie.
Ooh.
They're one of their arch nemesis.
You know he's listening.
I know. Eddie, for you. Matter of fact, I believe this Sunday, the Saints and the Giants play. So we're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got jokes after Sunday? So Eddie, if you're listening, brother, who dat?
Oh, he's
who dat?
Who dat? That's all I gotta say.
He's on. I think they're calling you out today. The who dat brothers are calling you out. My goodness, that was so encouraging. You know,
yeah.
Because we have a lot. We like to have a lot of fun and good time and just share. And this is so touch. Just hearing from Eddie and hearing how VFN Radio has touched him. Let me tell you this story, his testimony here. Mm-hmm. You can multiply that by so many people. And if you're listening, listen. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you, and we want to continue to encourage and continue to have this dialogue with you. And it's so really, really exciting. So, Eddie, I'm glad you're tuned in. We are definitely going to do our best to get you all the transportation you need, my brother, to that gym.
We'll call him a cab.
He has a Cadillac now. I don't know what the problem is. A nice Cadillac. I don't know what the problem is. But, you know, we're going to make sure that you have petrol. I don't know what you need, but we're going to get you there. Because we not only want you to be spiritually fit, brother, we want you to be physically fit and ready to be on the front lines of God's kingdom.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Even though you're a Giants fan.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you, we're going to talk about just several things here today. Hopefully, we're going to get a chance to talk about what is happening in the Middle East and share some encouragement. But, Pat, I wanted to ask you, your dog, Holly. Yeah. Holly, have you been able to teach Holly any new tricks lately?
Any new tricks?
Does she know any? Does Holly know?
I don't know if you call it tricks. I mean, she's got a personality, that's for sure.
Does she know how, does she listen to you? Does she know how to do, you know, some basic commands?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's very intelligent.
Well, tell us how intelligent is she?
Well, let's see. One of the cool things she does, and I don't even really remember teaching her this, but she does it. I can put food in her bowl. You know how most dogs, you get anywhere near food, dude, they're all over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can put food in her bowl and just hold it in my hand. And she'll submissively just lay down until I set it on the floor. And then she'll look at me and wait for me to let her know that it's okay to eat.
Wow.
She will not go near that food until I tell her, okay, go eat.
That's impressive.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Very good.
Very obedient dog. That's just one of the many things she knows how to do.
Oh, one of many things. Chris, that's
pretty
good.
Know, I went over there the other day. And he had his gates wide open.
Oh, yeah. That's another one.
And Holly's just running around the yard, and she will not leave the yard.
Nope.
She'll stay present. She'll stay on the
right.
Property.
Yep. Yep. She'll sit right there in front of it with this big open hole. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I got two big holes in my fence.
Well, we're going to bring that part
further
up.
Down, but we'll, you know, I got to get to that later. But anyway.
Yeah.
I can even leave the yard, walk down the street, and she'll stay in the yard. She will not chase me.
Yep. She will. That's a pretty smart dog.
Very smart.
Very smart. I thought my dog was pretty smart.
What, your dog?
Yeah.
Diesel?
I thought my dog.
Are you talking about Diesel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought. He does yap quite often, and he will.
Isn't he the one
command.
That runs out of the house and runs down the street and won't come back when you call him? Is this the same dog?
Are you talking about my
Is he the
Diesel?
One that drags you down the street with his leash? Who's walking who?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I know you said that Holly is smart and everything, but can Holly drive a car?
Mm. I haven't taught her that one yet.
No. I'm kind of setting you up. Would you be surprised to know that there's a dog trainer in New Zealand that has trained a dog to drive?
Come on.
I am serious.
Are you serious?
Now, I know you thought Holly was pretty bad there. I was setting you up there. I was setting you up. But Holly doesn't drive yet. When you get Holly driving, we're going to talk. There's this in New Zealand, there's this animal trainer. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Who has taught three dogs how to drive.
Three. Do we have video footage of this?
We do have video.
Oh my goodness.
Very interesting. We do have video. This is not a joke.
Okay.
And one of the reasons he did this was to bring in, you know, awareness to dogs that have been put in abandoned, dogs that were rescue dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't take some of the most smartest dogs. I will say that a Doberman Pinscher like Diesel's, you know, one of the top smartest dogs there. But since you tried to clown on my dog, but he might have got hurt in his head or something. I don't know.
Skip a generation.
Thank you, Chris. But he participates.
He's got jokes, man.
He had jokes. But they want you to take rescue average dogs or abandoned dogs that people thought they were, you know, just, you know, rejected type of thing, and teach them. And what they did, they spent months in a training. They had a fake car, driver's seat, steering wheel, gas pedal. They even had to modify the car now.
Mm-hmm.
They had to modify the car to bring the gas and the brake. The dog shifts gears.
With like a clutch?
Yeah, you see him shifting.
Or, okay, I got you.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
How do they
amazing.
Shift gears? You have to push a button.
They see the dog pressing all of these buttons. I mean, you got to watch this. Hopefully, we can make this available on the torch. Let me make this available on the torch. But they spent time. Then they finally took the dog out in a real car. Now, of course, there's this person sitting on the other seat, and it is helping the dog steer a little bit, a little bit. But the dog is, for all intents and purposes, I mean, you got to see this in the dog.
Oh my goodness.
How to start the car, sits comfortably in the car, and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And he wanted to just show that, hey, listen, don't give up on these abandoned dogs. You know, you don't want to take one of the smartest dogs. You just took any old, you know, dog that's out there. And it just kind of reminded me that there's a lot of us that were abandoned. You know what I'm saying? I was abandoned. I was a rescue dog. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's just encouraging to know that, look, it's not just dogs. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people out there that have been abandoned. I mean, think about it. Most people, they say they don't want it. You know, a lot of people have, there's a stigmatism with an abandoned dog, rescue dogs. I don't want one of those. Someone abandoned that dog. Well, let me tell you something. You may have been abandoned by many people, you know, and there may be a stigmatism on your life and from the world or what others have judged you. But let me tell you something. This is what the Word of God says, that if any man be in Christ, this is 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. And you know what? No matter what the world or no matter what people may have labeled you or put on you, listen, God can take your mess and make it your message. You know, he can take you from wherever you have been and use you to do great and mighty things for him. Don't believe the lie. Don't believe the lie of the enemy. You know, the lie of the enemy has a lot of people deceived these days, just thinking that they have nothing to offer anymore, that they have messed up way too much, that there's no way that they can come out of this. This was the big one. But you know what? When we give our lives to God, man, God can do anything with your life. I mean, we're proof positive right now.
Amen.
We're proof positive right now that God can do anything with a surrendered life given to him.
That's right. Absolutely. I'm proof positive.
I think we are proof positive.
If you only knew where I come from.
Did you want to tell us right now?
That's all right. We don't have time. We don't have time for that story.
Chris, we can make time one day. We can do that.
I think we can do that.
Maybe we'll do that this week. Right. But it's just beautiful. It's just I thought that was just a funny, interesting story. But it just kind of reminded me, like, thinking, wow, the things that you can train a dog. You know what I'm saying?
It's right.
They were abandoned. And you know what? Just many people today are abandoned. You know, I said during the holidays, this is a time for a lot of people think that, you know, they're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and they're going to get together with family, and it's a time of reflection and getting prepared for the new year. But there's a lot of people. We talked about this yesterday. We talked about this on yesterday's program. If you missed yesterday's program, you want to catch this. But you can find the highlight by going to the VFN Torch, and you find the torch by going to vfntv.com, and you need to look up the segment called Take Time to Care for People. And that's an excellent segment. Greg shares an encounter of how he had a chance just to minister to a lady that was sitting right outside the doctor's office, and just by sharing some kind words, got really to find out that she was going through a rough time. She had just lost her husband. They'd been married for over 50 years. And there's people all around us right now. So let's not forget that as we're, you know, getting gifts and, you know, doing the things that we're doing, Christmas parties and all those different things that we do during this time of the year, and outreaches and stuff like that. Let's not forget that there are people out there all the time right now that have just gone through a very serious tragedy in their life, that they're depressed, that they're down and out. And that we can begin to take the time to love them, care for them, do good for them, and remind them of the hope, the true hope that's only found in Jesus Christ. We'll be right back.
You know, you might be listening to the VFN radio right now and begin to hear what God's doing and how God has touched other people's lives. And then you might be asking yourself, you know, can God really use me? And you might be taking an account and looking back on what you've done in your life and think that God can't. Well, I want to encourage you that you can read stories and read through the transition of how God encountered other people's lives and look into to see what God did. I want to encourage you to read and check out meetmyfather.org. And on the right-hand side of that, you'll see read other testimonies, read other stories, and you can see how God used people just like you to draw people to himself. meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. You know, John, I think about the goodness of Jesus Christ. When I hear about the joy and the goodness and the life and the celebration that I read in the Word of God that Jesus talks about. You know, when I hear about religion and I read the Word of God and I hear man's religion, then I hear Jesus, there's a big difference. And I hear about what Jesus is saying, and it's just like, I want to know the Jesus that Jesus talks about. I want the joy that Jesus talks about. And if you're ever wondering, how do I get that joy? How do I get that goodness, that life, that happiness that Jesus talks about? I want to encourage you, you can get that relationship. You can get that daily joy through abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Go to iabide.org. Jesus Christ has love and he's got joy specifically for you. iabide.org.
Steve, all the time people tell me they want so much more. Mm-hmm. You know, the VFN radio program, they love the 24-hour loop. But did you know that what's available to them now on VFNTV.com is the opportunity to be a subscriber?
Awesome.
When they subscribe, they get access to so much more. You have more content, more information, and more things that will encourage you, will bring enlightenment and education. Be a subscriber. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you a thing. You can go to VFNTV.com and subscribe now.
I think about that Promise Keepers when Coach McCartney began, you know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, we just got to get men together and we got to get people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea. It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
And what God birthed in us at that particular point was, you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history, our history started with next step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got back seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily, and we finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death, and we had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. Think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden, people would find God. People would get saved. And they, and he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time. And you think about this, you think about how very specifically that here we are today.
Right.
what we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums fill with people. We've seen them fill with people all across the nation. We've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN Radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN Radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him. But with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just, for $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled yourself, all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month, maybe it's $2 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once, and look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. This is John, and joining with me in the first hour is Pat and Chris. And if you're just joining us, we're back from our break. Oh my goodness, we talked about everything, but we talked about Eddie. You heard Eddie,
my man.
You finally heard Eddie. So if you want to know what Eddie sounded like, and you want to hear the update on how he's doing on Insanity, you got to catch the first hour on the highlights, okay? You got to catch. We're not even going to let you know, but you got to find out, okay? But we also talked about just being kind and reaching out to people during not to forget others, not to forget others during this time. And, another segment that was yesterday was a fantastic program, very encouraging. But we also talked about, can good come out of suffering? Mm-hmm. And so if you're suffering, this would be a great encouragement to you. If you know someone that's suffering during this time, get them this highlight. Go to VFNTV.com and click Torch and search for suffering, and you'll see it right on the top. This is a really encouraging word that Pat shared with us, and we really need to get an understanding that all suffering, although it doesn't seem pleasant at the time, let me tell you, there's a lot of good that can come out of suffering.
Absolutely. I mean, Jesus is our perfect example.
He sure was.
I mean, everything he went through and just amazing.
Just amazing. You know, while we're still talking about yesterday's program, prophetic warning for America. Oh my goodness! I don't know if that microphone is still hot over there.
Yeah,
but
I got a couple burnt marks right here.
Yeah, tell me about it. Gretchen had a great word for us, and really, it's a warning. It is a warning for America. I mean, you have the Speaker of the House, who's now just fired, let go of Christians that were heading the committees, head committees. Just let them go. Mm-hmm. And not to mention that America, you know, he talked great about America being a ship and that America was losing the values that were anchored on the that was anchored on the moorings of our values. Mm-hmm. And that so many of these, you know, ropes that have tied and grounded America have been just cut and loose. And the last one to go, it seems it's going to be our Constitution if mm-hmm. we don't stand for it.
Right.
If we don't stand for it, which we're probably going to talk here about in a little bit. In fact, you know what? Let's just mention it right now. You know, right now in Belgium, they just elected two people there in Belgium, municipal officials from a new Islamic party, mm-hmm. and they want to implement Sharia law
in Belgium.
In their swearing in, someone got up and just started going off on them, you know, and mm-hmm. saying we can't allow this to happen. Basically, this can't happen. And this was CBN News is reporting, and basically the one of the gentlemen that was sworn in basically admitted that he's taking gradual approach, saying that it may take decades to enforce Sharia, but he said the process has now begun. Mm. Think about this: a process has now begun,
wow.
and according to the Gatstone Institute, Aharouch is this gentleman's name, who's just been elected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sworn in as a municipal official. He has created a 40-point program in the past, including teenage marriage and redesigning the Belgian judiciary to comply with Islam.
Mm.
Wow. Think about this. And Muslims now make up 1/4 of the population of Brussels. And so we were talking about, you know, we've been taking the citizenship test.
Right.
If you've missed that, you don't want to miss that. Hopefully, I don't know if we'll get to it this week, but you got to tune in. We've been the third round. And if you're just tuning in today, we have many VFN radio listeners that are joining us every day. Pat and I are kind of on a VFN game show, if you will.
Yeah, right.
It's the citizen test game show. And Greg is doing a great job moderating, throwing us these wonderful questions.
Yeah, at least some of us.
Yeah. We won't go there, will we? But we've been answering 5 questions at a time, taking turns. And we have completed the third round already in these questions. But these are questions that anyone who wants to be a citizen of the United States will take before the become eligible to be a citizen in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And basically these are constitutional questions. This is questions about Americans' history. And you know, if you're gonna come to the United States and you want to make the United States home and you want to be a citizen of the United States, then you need to, you know, renounce where you came from. And you say, listen, I'm gonna be an American, mm-hmm. and I'm going to live according to the supreme law of the land. Well, when you're saying here in Brussels that if you have just immigration of folks that are just coming over into a country that don't want to support the supreme law of the land, mm-hmm. they will bring their own law into that country.
Right.
And so we don't want to see Sharia. We don't want to see Sharia in the United States or anything else. We like our Constitution.
Yes we do.
We like our Constitution. It affords us rights that are wonderful and amazing, and we don't want to see it changed. So you want to tune in and you want to catch the citizen game test that we've been taking. But before we transition into talking about the kingdom of God, because we do want to talk about the kingdom of God today, I want to share a little bit of what's been happening in the Middle East. Chris, Pat, I mean, things are escalating, seems, every single day mm-hmm. in one country in the Middle East.
Right.
And Syria just yesterday, Fox News is reporting that they got confirmation from a U.S. official that Syria has already mixed sarin gas,
mm-hmm.
sarin gas and the chemical weapons that they have, you know, been that we know that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very serious. I mean, this gas has already been mixed. And many feel, I mean, we talked just the other day, yesterday, I believe, how the president gave Assad, the president of Syria, a warning saying, listen, if you do use these chemicals, there will be consequences for using these chemicals. I mean, this is horrible. And now, you know, Syria has the third largest stockpile of chemical weapons, the third largest stockpile. And we don't want these weapons to get in the wrong hands. First of all, we don't want them to use them on their own people.
No, exactly.
That'd be horrible. And we definitely don't want them getting in the hands of radical Islamists that you know want to use them on Israel.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a real serious thing. And the thing about these chemicals, there's the sarin gas that once it is mixed, that they say it hasn't been loaded in a plane. And once they're thinking that they're going to do is load them on a plane and then start dropping them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they drop them, they just kind of leaks out the gas. But once they've been mixed, it's only good for 60 days. After 60 days, it expires and it needs to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like the time bomb has already been set.
Right. They've already lit the fuse.
They've already kind of lit the fuse. And some are saying that Assad is using that as a negotiation tactic to be able to get some sort of asylum in another country, to get out of there. But look at every other country. Look at every dictator has – look what he's faced. I mean, Saddam was brutally – killed.
Mm-hmm.
You have in Libya, Muammar Gaddafi was killed.
Mm-hmm.
You had Hosni Mubarak, the former president of Egypt, was totally thrown out and wound up later dying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is so. You know, I don't think that may be a scenario. I think that he understands that his days are limited and that he's going to be going out and probably going to see death. And we definitely want to be prayerful and vigilant because, look, I mean, it's about to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just sense that it's about to happen. And you have this administration now that is for being elected a Nobel Peace Prize winner, okay? Mm-hmm. For being elected a Nobel Peace Prize winner, I mean, this administration's hand has been all over the Middle East supporting Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, essentially helping a caliphate to form around Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not good. But what we can do, what we definitely can do, and where do we go from here, is that we definitely begin to pray, for the safety of Americans, because we don't want Americans to be used now in Syria. We don't want to see our troops sent and now being put in harm's way.
Right.
We definitely want to see the safety of Israel, because Hezbollah, they're saying that Lebanon is just so close. Lebanon can come apart.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hezbollah, you have Hezbollah, and Hezbollah supported by Iran and Syria. And this is, you're talking about the northern border of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we need to stand with Israel. We need to be prayerful. And all this is happening. And we're like, where is the church at large? Where is the outcry of prayer? Where is the outcry of standing with Israel?
Right.
The church cannot remain silent.
Right.
We have to be on the front lines and the cutting lines of prayer. If you will search the torch, you will search Israel. You will see how many segments we have done about Israel and supporting Israel and keeping everyone informed. But we've also placed a prayer that we've been praying for,
about three or four years now.
4 years?
At least.
Specifically for Israel. If you've missed the prophetic words, if you've missed every, let me tell you, you need to search. There's a great word that was on the torch. United Nations votes to recognize the state of Palestine. Was it a good idea? Right. Not. But you got to listen to that segment. You got to get informed because it's not important just to know the news, but to know what to do with the news that you are getting. What's the God's news behind the news, and how you can strategically pray? How can you strategically stand? And if you don't know what's going on and you bury your head in the sand, how can we be there to support? How can we be there to pray?
That's right.
So listen, everything is held in God's hands, but brace yourself. use the VFN Torch as a resource. It's been put together for you for the seasons and the timings, time that we are living in. And so just wanted to share that with you. Maybe we can talk a bit more about this in the extra hour. But before we move into the extra hour, we do want to talk about the kingdom of God. We do want to understand that listen, it's God's kingdom. It's God's kingdom that's going to prevail over anything that we see. And so the church has to be single-mindedly focused. And we want to play this segment, and we're going to try to talk about this a little bit more. But it's called Focus on the Kingdom of God and the Commitment to Christ if you're going to survive. This is a segment that we did in response to a great article that Rick Joyner put out. But I want you to listen up and be encouraged.
A prophetic word that just came from Rick Joyner with Morningstar Ministries. He was talking about the high calling of the true commitment to Christ. Mm. This is what he says. Commitment, loyalty, and faithfulness are all prerequisites for authority in any realm, and they are required for authority in the kingdom of God. Only those who commit to the kingdom, only those whose commitment to the kingdom is greater than their commitment to this world, will be trusted with kingdom authority over this world. True commitment is more than an emotion or a promise. It is demonstrated by how we conduct our lives. Could we say that we are devoted more to the kingdom than to this world? 2 Corinthians 13:5 says this, test yourself to see if you're in the faith. He goes on to say, he says, there are evaluations. There are evaluations like the following that we should regularly ask ourselves. Is Christ our first love? Mm. Think about that. Is he your first love? Is our love for him growing? Is it getting stronger? Are we growing in the knowledge of his ways? Are we controlled by our love for him, making all our major decisions based on the interests of the kingdom and not our own desires? Is there anything in our lives that could be an idol, characterized by us not being willing to give it up if required to do so for a service? Are we living the life of a disciple, seeking above all things to know our master, to be like him, and to do his will? He goes on to say this. He says, there is no greater affront to a relationship than indifference. And if you were to describe the American church, this is me outside of his word. If you were to describe the American church right now, it would just be indifference. And he says, there's no greater affront to a relationship than indifference. This is why the Lord said that he would rather us be hot or cold, but the lukewarm he will spew out of his mouth. I mean, you can see that in Revelations 3, 15 through 16. How could anyone truly know God Almighty, the all-consuming fire, and not be on fire for him? Would anyone choose to serve a king, keep their job long, if they were not devoted to the highest standards of excellence? How could we, who have been chosen to serve the King of Kings, be lackadaisical about our service to him? We should have the highest devotion to him because of who he is. We should then have the highest devotion to him because of all he has done for us. If these do not compel us, then we should have the highest standards of devotion for him because of the abundant biblical warning about the consequences of those who treat him casually. We are entering, this is important, this is why I wanted to share it. We are entering the times when no one will make it. This is Rick Joyner's prophetic word. We're entering into times when no one will make it who has not built their house solidly on the rock. Let me say that again, capital R rock, Jesus. We are entering into the times when no one will make it who has not built their house solidly on the rock. Truly, truly, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and it is a foundation that true wisdom will be built on. But we do need to build. We do need to build on it and build on the love he has for us. We deserve. He deserves much better than we're offering him.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves a bride that is so in love with him that the primary devotion of our lives is being ready for him.
Mm.
He will have such a bride. We will be a part of this ultimate purpose. Will you be a part of this ultimate purpose? Will you give yourself or ourselves to this high calling of God in Christ Jesus? That's so bears witness with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're talking to you continually about abiding. This is not a concept. Mm-hmm. We're saying we want you to make it.
That's right.
We want you to make it. But times are coming. When he made the statement in this prophetic word, when he said that that there's coming a time that those who we are entering, this is what he says, we are entering the times when no one will make it. Now, if you think about that, that means no. No one. No one will make it who has not built their house solidly on the rock. You know, we've had people, you know, look at us like we're crazy and we're talking about, listen, you need to know Jesus.
Right.
You need to know him. You need to hear his voice. Nah, I don't need to hear his voice. I'm just showing up. I was just speaking to a pastor in Texas, and they were saying things like somebody was talking, hey, you know, I'm looking for a church, you know, which is totally outside of the realm of what, you know, what we talk about all the time. But he was looking for a place that he can actually socialize and find a few people to hang out with. That's not the church. The church is the body of Christ. We are a loyal bride of Christ going after God. That's who we are.
Right.
We're not. There is no other form of us. You know, there's only one church, one God, one Lord, one Spirit, and we're called to be one body. Although we're many parts of us, we're just one. We're just one.
Right.
And it would be so cool. It would be so cool to have. You go to VFN TV now and watch the prophetic words, why it's still futuristic to you, because in a few moments, it's going to be history.
Right.
Right.
And you can be on the right side of history. You might not be able to change it. I don't know if there's enough time to change it. I don't know. I don't feel like we're going to have to go through some stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can be, think about it. Wouldn't it be cool for you to be on the right side of history, God's side of history, and say, you know what? I don't care where the masses are going right now. I don't care. I'm going to help them try to go the right way. But personally, I got to get my life right.
Mm-hmm.
I got to starting with me and my own personal Jerusalem. I got to quit acting religious and find God.
That's right.
Yeah. It's already happening. And we're getting so many reports. Just last night, someone told me they shared at the VFN Torch with someone down in South Florida. And they went to VFNTV.com and they were listening to all the prophetic messages. I was told that the young lady that was listening to these messages literally got up and said, grabbed their mom and says, sit down. You've got to listen to this.
That's what's so important, John, is that, you know, those that are listening to us understand that God does nothing unless he shares it with us first.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, I think he shares it with everybody, but few people listen. And thank God for the few people that listen, because if we didn't listen, he allows us to go listen to the ones who listen so we can hear what we missed. And understand this, that God has let us know what to do. And you can find out, I mean, things such as the Elijah storm, you know, is America under God's judgment? And you got to find out and understand if it is, and you can listen to that and you can determine for yourself based on the word of God. God's looking for something. There's something he's looking for. You know, if somebody comes in to rob your house, for example, and you're thinking, oh, I don't know, here's my house. And it's like, if you would have just waited and asked them what they wanted, they may would have said they just want some food. They may have said they just wanted your money and not anything else. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and so often because we misunderstand God's discipline, that people are going, it's all over. It's all, no, it's going to feel like it's over, but it's not over.
That's
right. You know, what is God looking for? Mm-hmm. And God is looking for us to repent. If you haven't yet gone on your VFN TV app or on the VFN Torch and the highlights to see, you know, what does repentance look like? It's not what people said it is. You know, we were talking recently about, I think it was last Friday, about a lying spirit. And we have to find out what a lie is because we're called to move in the truth. And it's just eye-opening that there's been so many lies told that you got to be careful that you're not operating in partially
the lie that's being told in the land.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay when a church turns their back on God. It's not a different version. God has not changed. And it's not okay for whatever we're doing with the church if we're not introducing people to his voices. And it's not okay to invite wolves in intentionally, mind you, and set them in the flock in hopes that they would find God while they devour God's body, while they devour his offspring. Mm-hmm. And we win them and then bring them in. And all these things that are taking place, it's like we have to understand that it's if you're not a believer, and of course this VFN radio is for the church, which are believers, and those that have gone astray who once were walking with God, and those that are being drawn to God, that's who we're talking to. So if a person is not a believer, they're not supposed to be in the fellowship.
Right.
Newsflash, that a church is not a building, it's people. And they can't just show up at a building and all of a sudden be the church because they're there. They have, and that's what really confuses a lot of people, because they think that, hey, I am the church because I'm a member of a church. When the reality is that are they a member of the kingdom of God?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if they are, then they're part of the church. You just recognize what they are and relate accordingly. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to change this because the church is deathly silent in one of the most important times of American history. And it's why I think it's the most important time, personally, is because of all the technology, the ability to communicate Satan's message across the earth and how he can connect his people and his desires and what's going on in the earth and all the evilness of the world, and why the church remains silent.
Right.
It's not like it was 100 years ago.
Right.
I mean, Hitler couldn't text nobody. He couldn't. He had to pick up an old wiry, phone and work through teletyping and different things that are going on to be able to communicate messages. Now imagine if Hitler had today's technology.
Right.
I mean, the fact
that and tracking, and because his big dilemma was that he had people, I think 14 or so attempts of people trying to overthrow him that they had given account for, and he would stop them all. And understanding that we have to realize it's not like that anymore. It is not like that anymore. It's not. Hitler is like, small potatoes compared to where we are in technology. Listen, the same devil is around. The same devil that took him captive to do his will is still around. Mm-hmm. The same evilness is around. But now there's a whole new level of ability that even a simple situation can be spread instantly. And all of a sudden, they use something like a video. That's what caused the ambassador's life to be taken in Libya. Right. But the thing about it, they knew that technology was so large that, hey, maybe we could blame it on some technology that's going on like that. Well, we got more to talk to you about in just a moment. We're going to be talking about rethinking the church. Be encouraged. Listen, there's time. Rethinking the church segments. You need to go listen to them and begin to rethink, reponder what God says about the church, because we're going to have to be the church. We're going to have to rise to the occasion, especially remember what Rick Joyner said prophetically, that if we don't do this and build our house, focus on the kingdom, which is not men's kingdom, but God's kingdom, he says no one will even survive. That's the kind of times they're about to come. We'll talk more about that in a moment.
You're listening to Focus on the Kingdom of God and the Commitment to Christ. I mean, if you're going to survive, think about it, if you're going to survive. This is so important. We have some really important questions here that it's time to reevaluate. Mm-hmm. Is Christ your first love? Are we, growing in the knowledge of Christ every single day?
Right.
Are we making decisions in our everyday life in view of God? These are important. And are we living a life of a disciple? And one last one, is there anything in our life to be categorized as an idol that we need to let go? Mm-hmm. These are questions. Listen, all of these are questions that we have to ask ourselves, because, listen, if we're not living for the glory of God, if God's not the centerpiece of our life, we Rick Joyner and here is talking about it, you can become indifference. We talked about this in remembering the majesty and the supremacy of God. If you don't become familiar with God, you're going to fall into sin, and you're going to be just like Revelation 3, the Laodicean church. And the truth is that if, how could a believer who says we know God not be on fire? Let me tell you something. Mm. We we can be on fire for God. Don't lose hope. Listen to this rethinking segment, rethinking church segments. You need to begin to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to get the word inside of you and remember the awesomeness of our God and let his fire burn on the inside of you once again. Let me tell you, there's so much more in God.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at bfntv.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at bfntv.com. You're listening to BFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.